Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, Christmas and angels just kind of go together.
John, there are many Christmas traditions that don't have a lot to do with the Christmas story, but angels aren't one of them. When it comes to Christmas, angels deserve to be on the front page. Angels worship Almighty God. Now, they worship, they are not to be worshipped. And they also serve as God's messengers, coming straight from the throne of God.
And I love the fact that in the Christmas story, they weren't just passive messengers. They were excited too.
In the book of 1 Peter talks about how angels long to look into the things concerning salvation. So when Luke records the angels appearing to the shepherds, announcing the birth of the Messiah, saying, "Glory to God in the highest," it really was a celebration.
And the level of angelic activity at this time was kind of unusual.
Sometimes we read the Bible and we think, amazing, supernatural things happening all the time, forgetting there were long periods between events, but not this time. The angel Gabriel appears to Zechariah in the temple and to Mary. An angel of the Lord appears to Joseph. An angel of the Lord talks to the shepherds. And then a whole host of angels appear. Angels were God's messengers at the pivotal point in human history, as he was reaching down into a world to build a bridge back to heaven. Angels belong on the front cover, but they should never be the center of attention. And the true angels of God always point back in his direction.
Well, there's a new resource from Alec McClellan that points to the ultimate story of Christ coming to earth, our salvation. The book is called A Jigsaw Guide to the Meaning of Life, a beautiful coffee table book, and you can learn more about it at reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.